Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So, cell phones. So much good have come from them. However, and I've seen this myself, there is such a thing as cell phone addiction. Joining me is Dr. Seth Cooper. He's the past president of Psychological Society of South Africa, and he's going to assist us in identifying when somebody actually becomes a phone addict and what the long-term effects of this may be, even the short-term effects in terms of negative thoughts, etc. As always, a very good morning to you, Dr. Cooper.
Good morning to you, Chad.
So, Doctor, I know, I see it with my nieces, I see it with my nephew, I've seen it with myself, I've seen it with my wife. There are times where we panic if we can't find our phone. It gives us a sense of comfort, but more often than not, we're actually on that phone when we should be spending time with family. Why have we got this as a problem, and is it an addiction? Can we identify the use of cell phones excessively as a form of addiction?
Yes, and I think we sometimes call it, we become habituated, but it's the same thing, basically, because we can't do without it. We put our cell phones first. In fact, the cell phone, we should understand, is intended by the manufacturers for us to be reliant on them. And we've become reliant on them for so many things. And the cell phone has replaced conversation often. It's replaced engagement with each other. It replaces the ordinary socialization that human beings are supposed to engage in, because the cell phone, in a weird way, I mean, how many times when there is a ping on your phone, you know, some alert, we immediately glance at it or pull the phone out and look at it. So, rather than us programming the cell phone, unfortunately, the cell phone is programming us in many ways. So, in the middle of an important, say, discussion, and the cell phone alert comes on, we almost invariably will turn to the cell phone, we'll pick it up. And that says that, yes, the cell phone has become an essential part of our lives. Now, there's pros and cons, and there's a lot of research on it in terms of whether we should, we benefit, how do we benefit, and the negatives. The important thing is that during the pandemic, there hasn't been as much immediate research how harmful and how useful a cell phone is. For instance, we get constant information on the pandemic, and sometimes that information comes from sources that are very dubious, and it's not the expert source. So we see phenomena like people using it to say, I want a vaccine, I want to do this, I want to do that, because according to X or Y, who's not an expert in the area, this is happening, that is happening. And the false information available can end up confusing us, and we can become used to receiving that kind of information as gospel versus the real experts telling us what to do. So, in fact, we can suffer withdrawal symptoms, the same withdrawal that we have when we say giving up X or giving up Y, giving up smoking, and indeed, a drug addiction. So, not being able to use the cell phone, and particularly the smartphones, which have so many applications, and we feel obliged to download those applications until, and that happened to me two days ago. I looked at some of the apps on my phone and realized I've got things there that I don't even know why they're on the phone, but for some reason it was useful to download it a while ago. And I immediately began to remove those apps. But the apps can be very useful as well. We need to appreciate the cell phone is useful in the conditions we confront where our safety is so much threatened. We need to know where is Chad at this particular time so we can find exactly that Chad is around the corner in the studio, for instance, our kids. So the cell phone is very seriously an intrusion in our lives, but at the same time, it's become a necessity in the 21st century living that we have. So yes, there's pros, there's cons, and I suppose the conscious decision needs to be made. I am not going to rely on the cell phone. For instance, we get everything through the cell phone, except maybe essentials like the essentials in order to live. But the cell phone does permeate our lives. And for those who use it and rely on it constantly, it can be a boon, but it can also be a bane.
Dr. Seth Cooper, past president of the Psychological Society of South Africa, thank you so much for making sense of the negative impacts that cell phones can have, but of course also highlighting that they are very useful. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Chad.